Welcome in. It's Deuce Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM. Justin Barkley. West Michigan Live. Yes, we're here. We're actually working today. And we're happy to do so because in studio with us, joining us to talk about a really cool article here. The latest big news for Grand Rapids, Kevin Yoder. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
Always a pleasure having you in here, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yoder Real Estate. And of course, you know, these articles, it seems like we got a new one every day. There's some sort of piece, a blog or something, a big announcement for Grand Rapids and West Michigan. But this says we're number three for first-time home buyers. That's kind of neat. I mean, as far as rankings concerned, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's one last year that said we're number three in the country for housing shortages. So now we're number three for
unbelievable
best place to buy a home for first-time home buyers. Maybe we'll be number one at something soon.
I saw we were number one for not real estate, but lifestyle, which I think is a good reason for why people want to relocate here.
Absolutely.
And
most
here.
Balanced lifestyle, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, these things come out and you're reading them and you're thinking, man, yeah, I guess that people are starting to catch on to why Grand Rapids is such a great place to live. But what are the numbers that go into something like that ranking the first time home buyer?
Well, according to this article, they're looking at mostly the down payment that buyers have made in West Michigan or Grand Rapids as it compares to around the country. And it states that Grand Rapids home buyers came up with lower down payments and only 22% of the amount paid by other borrowers. And they calculated the average down payment at $32,000, which if you have an average sale price of $200,000, that would fall short of the 20% mark.
So what is that where you think that this lines up? Is that where this is?
I don't know so much. It doesn't really give any more indication as to why that is, and why is it that, I mean, others around the country could also put down less of a down payment. Here, our average sale price is really good, and it's an affordable place to live, and that could also be driving some of these numbers.
So, you know, looking at the market, there might be a lot of people that are renting, you know, and they're looking at buying that first home. You know, obviously, when you got a story like this, shines a spotlight, and you have, you know, maybe the fact that interest rates, you know, are going to go up, possibly continue to go up here. Is there a push for people to get into buying the home versus renting or whatnot?
There are a couple of pushes. Maybe push is a little bit of a strong word, but as you look at rent rates across West Michigan, they're creeping up.
Yeah.
A lot of places are $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 a month, and that exceeds that of the average sale price mortgage payment.
Sure.
And if you look at perspective, I think I'm going to use this word on every single interview, and I always have, is it's important to have perspective. I have a graph in my hand, and it shows that interest rates today are 3.5% lower than the 30-year average. And if you look at, you know, for example, 1987, interest rates were 10.21%.
Yeah. It's still crazy.
Now they're 4.5%, but they are increasing, and they're forecasting high fours, which will have a greater impact on one's payment than the sales price increase that is also being forecasted for this year.
Interesting.
That makes sense?
Yeah. So that would definitely be a determinant for some folks that, hey, it's time to move forward. A lot of people staying out of the market, especially when they look at millennials, these people have gone through or they'd seen, you know, other folks go through housing crisis, financial crisis, things like that. I mean, you go back to 2008, but you can go back all the way to like 2001, 2002, you know, where all this kind of started bubbling up with September 11th and what that did to the economy. So some of these people were, let's say, I don't want to say risk averse, but they were kind of like gun shy to the market and to buying something and thought, well, I'm going to rent something and that way, you know, I'm not going to get hurt kind of thing.
Yeah, and we talked about that, and it may have been a year ago maybe 2 years ago where West Michigan, it was the opposite, which is so many millennials were not buying when they should or could have.
Yeah.
Because they watched mom and dad lose their home or they had to live in someone else's home while they lost theirs, and all that was still fresh in their mind. But as with everything in life, it's cyclical.
Right.
And you realize that now that's several years behind us, and that's forgotten, and now there's there's this new conversation that's emerging.
It's a little more confidence in the market,
sure.
And also seeing maybe the way West Michigan and the market is as a whole, as you kind of make the point.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, folks, now, is this a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? You know, they might want to ask those questions and try and figure out, you know, who does this market benefit right now?
Well, it benefits buyers because interest rates still remain low. As we talked about, they're 3.5% lower than the 30-year average. So from an affordability standpoint, interest rates still remain historically really low.
Mm-hmm.
And from a what type of market standpoint, it's a seller's market defined by how many months of inventory. We're still at 30, 40 days on the market.
Wow.
On average, some areas it's a lot lower than that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're under 90 days of absorption.
So it's a win-win.
Seller's market. In that way, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many people will say something like this. This is where there's some inaccurate statements being made. It's a bad market or it's a good market. If you think about it, it's neither. It's either a seller's market or a buyer's market, or there's a middle market. In a middle market, last year was definitely a seller's market. It was challenging for many folks that wanted to move,
yeah,
to look out there at the forecast of what was out there in front of them to buy.
And if they wanted to buy something, boy, they had to get in on it fast, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And that stopped many people in their tracks that would have otherwise listed their homes, which would have freed up inventory, which would have then, and as all markets do, they go from the far right side buyer's market, they then pivot into this pendulum swing all the way over here to an extreme seller's market, and now we're starting to come back this way. So this year, my forecast is that there'll be more homes available on the market than there were last year. So it'll be not quite so hot and heavy, not quite so tight of an inventory type of market, which will then allow more sellers that really want to sell and buy to do that.
So, and I think some fair points here. By the way, Kevin Yoder's with us right now, and Yoder Real Estate. And Kevin, you know, when we kind of look at these different pieces of the puzzle that all kind of play their own role here, and the reason we brought Kevin in was to talk about this article, Grand Rapids ranked number 3 for first-time home buyers, and what exactly that means. By the way, it was done by LendingTree. You know, you get people that have the conversation of, you know, is this a good time to sell or to buy? Do I really want to move right now? Would I rather wait until the spring, summer, et cetera? What is your take on that? And, I mean, it seems like there could be an advantage. I'm the kind of guy, just to give you an example, when I see everybody else going a certain way, I kind of go the other way. I don't know if that's just my personality, but I feel like that suits me well anyway. So if people are saying, you know, I don't know if I really want to sell right now, I kind of feel like, well, maybe it's in my best interest to have, you know, to have my house out there right now.
Well,
that's just me.
Well, that attitude could serve you well.
Yeah.
If you were to do it for right now, for example, you would put your home on the market in late February 2018. There are very, very, very few homes on the market as a result of the 2017 market trend, which was low inventory. And then we add seasonality to the mix, which means it's pretty common to have very few homes on the market in December, January, and February anyway, because sellers, for the most part, have their eyes on that spring, summer market because they want to see the beautiful flowers out front of their home and all the trees in bloom. But if you're the seller that says, I get all that, but I recognize that this is a supply and demand conversation, just like any other thing that we could be talking about, whether it's bread on a shelf or gasoline at the pump, it's supply and demand. So your home on the market today, there's no one else out there to compete with you. For that reason, you're going to get a lot of eyeballs and a lot of showings and as a result of that, more offers.
What do folks need to do if they want to, they say, you know, I'm thinking about this and considering this strongly. What do they need to do in order to get ready to get sold? I mean, how easy is that? And can you walk them through that?
It depends on everybody's situation is different, Justin. If you're in a home for 10 to 20 years, you have a lot more decluttering to make happen.
Yeah.
If you've been there for 5 years or less, not so much. Then, of course, your natural predisposition towards collecting things is going to impact that as well.
Yeah.
Mostly, it's a decluttering conversation. It's mostly, hey, what do you have that you definitely don't need to hold on to? And then of the group of things that you definitely want to take with you the next home, does that need to go in a box? If the answer is yes, put it in a box, get it off the countertop, get it off the shelves, get it ready. Just start to pack things up and then get your home in a place where it looks like someone else could enjoy themselves living there. And it's not all about you. It's about them, whoever them may be.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost, there's enough on the canvas that people can kind of see their own vision there.
Yeah, and you don't want to make it so stark. So sometimes people go to the extremes again and they say, okay, let me take down all of my pictures. Well, leave a couple up. It's nice to see that there's someone living there. Leave a few. Yeah, it's lived in. It's not this stark white, boring, and just a little bit of personality is good.
So you were just talking about the market forecast, but Kevin said also, as well, off the air before we got on the air here, as nice as these temperatures are, you believe, forecast-wise, no more snow, which is kind of nice.
Right, and with that type of forecast, I've made that one before, and I was accurate 100% of the time, 25% of the time.
Really? Well, I have to check those stats. I don't know if it's the same as the groundhog, but we'll give him a shot. Kevin Yoder, thanks for being here with us today. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
Yoder Real Estate, yoderrealestate.com. We'll check the Storm Team 8 forecast with the expert, Bill Steffen, right after this. It's West Michigan Live.